The George Real Estate Group radio broadcast is celebrating 10 years on WHKP. The George Real Estate Group is celebrating 10 years on the radio live every Thursday morning at 10:05 on WHKP 107.7 FM and AM 1450 and streaming online at WHKP.com. Each Friday morning at 8:45, the George Real Estate Group presents the Hometown Hero Award to someone in our community who goes above and beyond to make our hometown a better place to live. Here's this week's Hometown Hero Show. It's 8:45 on Friday morning, and that is always our George Real Estate Group Hometown Hero time. And Noah, it's always good to see you.
Good to
always on Friday, always happy. We get to honor somebody. You know, you have the best surroundings and the best circumstances to say Friday morning.
Oh, Friday morning is a highlight of my week. I mean, every Friday, you and I get to meet some incredible individuals.
Yes. Yes.
That make our community what it is today.
Yeah, and you know, in your real estate business, that people want to move here, and once they spend any time here, they find out what kind of people we are.
Well, it is one of the most generous and giving back community that we have here. And when people move here, they say, hey, I want to be part of it. I want to give back too. And so it's contagious.
It really, really is. And we have such a community of volunteers in our community. And this morning, we're going to honor Jane Sheaves, who is in our studios along with husband Gil, and we're going to talk volunteerism here in just a second. But we first talk a little real estate, huh?
Right. Here's just an update with the real estate market, and the market is continuing to move. The average single-family home price in Henderson County continues to appreciate, and that's because of supply and demand. You know, when you compare demand to the last couple years, it's down, but it's still up. And the prices are up when you look at literally the prices have been going up year over year since 2011. But our average single family home price in Henderson County is at $533,000. It keeps going up. I think just at the beginning of the year, you and I were talking, it was just 500. I mean, like it keeps appreciating. It's supply and demand. There's less than 300 active single family homes in the market. And we know, regardless of interest rates, we know, regardless of the economy, the market, we know real estate happens around life. You know, it can be a really positive reason why people are buying or selling. It could be challenging, but we're here to advocate and facilitate our clients. And I'm so thankful. Our team is growing. We've done twice as much business year to date as we did last year.
So,
and that's in the market that we're in. And that's because of the incredible agents that we have. And we're located in Flat Rock, the George Real Estate Group. We serve all of Western North Carolina and upstate South Carolina.
And all of the shows, the radio shows where you talk about real estate trends, all of those are on a podcast platform. Wherever you download your podcast, you'll find the George Real Estate Group.
Yeah, and you can subscribe to it. And of course, you can find us online at realestatebygreg.com. You can stop by our office there in Flat Rock. You can call us directly at 828-393-0134. And like you said, be sure to subscribe to the podcast.
Okay. Join me, if you will, Noah, in welcoming Jane Sheaves. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning.
How are you?
Nervous.
Oh, please don't be nervous. We're going to chat about what you do in our community. But first, right off the bat, we're gonna blame George Irwin for getting you in this mess, right?
Yes, you are.
I figured he'd show up with you this morning. But you were nominated by George Irwin for your volunteerism in our community. So we kind of want to break open that shell today and figure out how much and all of this volunteerism. I've been talking all week about a bunch of different organizations. So fill us in. Why did George nominate you?
Well, I reached the goal of serving 20 years.
Oh, wow.
And that's a long time to volunteer. You know, we were lucky to be able to start a little younger when we retired and moved down here, instead of, you know, an older folk retiring and being able to volunteer, have the time.
Right.
We were able to start a little bit younger because we were younger when we moved.
20 years on in what, or for volunteering for which organization?
Henderson County sheriff's department in many different areas.
Okay. Okay. 20 years at the sheriff's department?
Yes, sir.
Oh, gosh.
That's incredible. I'm curious, though, were you specific about when you first started out volunteering that you say, I'm going to do 20 years? That was a goal you had?
Not really, but I enjoy it. And as long as I still enjoy it, I want to be able to keep doing it.
Wow.
And as long as my health and, all other factors.
I find that people that volunteer, there was usually someone in their life that influenced them in that. Like, who instilled that about, I'm going to give back, I want to give back? Was there somebody that inspired you, or did you have it with you? You thought, you and your husband, when you retired, we want to volunteer, we want to give back. Was there some catalyst to that?
We moved from upstate New York down here, and we didn't know anyone. We have no family down here. We didn't have friends at the time. And we needed, after we settled the house and got everything put away, sort of kind of where we wanted it to be, we needed something else to do. So at that time, they used to have in the local newspaper the column, Volunteers Needed. Gil started in November. He said, it's not a bad organization. They're friendly people. Why don't you see what you can do?
And so you both started in 2004 with this.
He started in three.
In three.
And I started in four.
Well, now, is a part of that time in the VIP program at the Sheriff's Department?
It's always been the VIP program.
Okay, now tell me about the VIP program, will you?
That's volunteers in partnership with the Sheriff's Office.
Volunteers in partnership, the VIP program.
Right. We do what they would normally do, but it frees the deputies up to do more important things. Then do paperwork, filing, whatever. Gil drives patrol. It frees up a deputy to go after the bad persons, and they don't have to just drive around and be a PR person for the sheriff.
Yeah.
And I've worked in security at the new courthouse. I volunteered with filing for records department and the carry concealed department. I worked at the front desk when we were on Main Street. And
that's amazing. How do you know offhand how big the program is? How many volunteers?
We have right around 70 right now.
70. Right. That's incredible.
It's a lot of people. Dale, help me with
Dale Carver.
Yes. Yes. Dale.
Here comes speaking.
Yeah, come on up here, Gil. Okay. Welcome, Gil Sheaves.
But Warren Hargis is our boss now.
Okay.
Well, and he also is in the boss of the Citizens Academy. So he has a dual role.
Okay.
A big one.
Well, that's Volunteers in Partnership. Another organization that I see on my list here that you've spent time helping is one called Toasty Toes.
It's now called the Hit Squad.
Okay, okay.
Handcrafted items for our troops.
Okay.
It's a bunch of women that like to knit and crochet, and we make comfort care items for our troops and send them overseas. It's a nonprofit without the 501c3.
Gotcha.
We get donations from various and sundry people, organizations. That money goes right back into buying yarn and postage to mail the boxes to, whatever name we can get that we send a whole bunch of stuff to. It's hats, scarves, fingerless gloves, slippers, things like that.
That's incredible. Is it specific? Is it an organization that was started here in Hendersonville?
Toasty Toes was the original, and that was a nationwide thing 15, 20, 30 years ago. And then that kind of fell away, and we started our own group called the Hit Squad.
That's amazing.
What kind of feedback have you gotten about that?
We get letters from the troops. We get letters from the commanders. We get letters and plaques and certificates from the ships that we send to, various and sundry things, all very appreciative. Lots and lots of pictures, photographs of the military, you know, being where, being picked over. They're so excited to get the box. A lot of these young folk don't get things from their families for whatever reason. And they're just excited that there's people still thinking and caring about them.
That's great. That's great. Well, Gil and Jane Shees, I'm so impressed with, I think instead we need to thank George Irwin for telling us about you guys. He is also a big volunteer in our community, too. Yeah, so he gets it. He gets it. What's next?
Well, we camp a lot, so in between...
Really?
Oh, every other weekend, and we're booked kind of through October.
Are you kidding me? Where are you going?
We've been to Florida. We've been to Alabama. We'll be going to the Outer Banks. We're going to Jacksonville, Florida, a couple of times. We go a lot to Hartwell Lake, various campgrounds around there.
Lake Hartwell, yeah.
Yeah.
You pull a camper?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You still behind the wheel, huh?
Oh,
Gil?
Yes.
Yeah. What size camper? What is it?
It's a 30-foot, pull along
trailer. So, yeah.
Trailer. Yeah. We've been camping since '79.
Wow.
So we've been in all 50 states and most of Canada.
The Outer Banks is one of my favorite places on the face of the earth. You said you're going there, and when that's coming up this summer, right?
That comes up in October.
Yeah.
This is our third year to the same place.
So you take that big 30-foot rig across the big bridges out at the Outer Banks, and the wind blows you around, and the seagulls are flying by, and you're just kind of glued to the wheel, right?
That's true.
Well, I can't tell you how much we appreciate what you do and what you continue to do. So you're going to continue to knit and work at the VIP program, both of you.
Yes.
Yes.
And intermingle in the travel. I've always heard if you're going to retire, don't quit. Don't stop. So you guys are a perfect example of that. May I ask your ages respectfully? May I ask?
I just turned 80 in November.
Wow.
And I'll be 77 in May.
And still got a schedule booked up through October. What about that, Noah?
Absolutely incredible. What would you tell somebody that is on the fence about volunteering or just the difference it's made in your life and to others?
You meet so many good, nice people. It just, if you're old, it helps get you motivated to get out and do something when you have a schedule that you need to sort of kind of meet. You know, and you don't just sit home and say, oh, I wish.
Yeah.
I should have, could have, but I didn't. This, you know, you wake up in the morning and you have something to look forward to doing.
Right, Gil?
Right. Well, what I'm doing right now in the VIP program, we do what we call mobile watch. And you know, you have your community watch where you watch out for your neighbors.
Right.
Well, right now we have 11 people that go out and travel the communities, the neighborhoods. And right now we're covering about 348 different neighborhoods in the county. And what we have is each one of our drivers, we have 6 vehicles. They're all white. And they get the sheriff on them. So if you see a white vehicle out there or sheriff on it, it's a volunteer. And we travel all the communities. We've been doing this for about 2 years now. And it's a great thing. You get to meet a lot of good people, a lot of animals, pets. And, you know, it's a lot of kids. And we tell them to our people, you know, if you see the kids in the neighborhood, stop and say hello, or even, you know, regular people, regular adults, and give them a sheriff's badge, and it makes the day for them and the moms and dads and for us.
It really makes our day to meet people like you all and have you here with us on the George Real Estate Group Hometown Hero Series. Join us each Friday morning. Thank you to Jane and Gil Sheaves. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Hey, guys. It's Lucy Miller George, your favorite 9-year-old. And I'm here to talk about the George Real Estate Group. Are you ready to sell your home and move on to bigger and better things? Well, let me tell you. My family knows a thing or two about selling houses. We have the experience of helping over 1,300 families. And let's be real, selling your home is a big deal. But with our expert guidance and our terrible dad jokes and Lucy jokes, we will make the process as easy and painless as possible. Want to hear a joke? Why did the real estate agent cross the road? To get to the other listing! Okay, maybe our jokes aren't the best, but our selling skills are definitely are. Give us a call today, 828-393-0134. Have a nice day.
The George Real Estate Group is located in Flat Rock, North Carolina, near Hendersonville in Henderson County. You can find them online at realestatebygreg.com. The George Real Estate Group can be reached at 828-393-0134 or stop by their office at 2720 Greenville Highway, Flat Rock, North Carolina. Tune in live each week on Thursdays at 10:05 a.m. on WHKP 107.7 FM and 1450 a.m. or stream online at WHKP.com or download these podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. The George Real Estate Group brings you the WHKP Hometown Hero Series every Friday morning at 8:45.